Thanksgiving Eve was another day of contrasts between outgoing President Donald Trump and President-elect Joe Biden. Trump marked the day with a phone-in appearance at a Republican event in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and his message was a familiar one.
This was an election that we won easily. We won it by a lot.
The occasion was a hearing by Pennsylvania State Senate Republicans. They met at a hotel to discuss claims of voting fraud, claims that are dear to the heart of Trump. Trump claims to have affidavits showing irregularities, which he says include dumped ballots and fraudulent votes.
This election was lost by the Democrats. They cheated. It was a fraudulent election. They flooded the market. They defrauded everybody with ballots. And I just want to thank everybody for being there.
Trump's apparent strategy is to overturn votes in enough states to throw the decision to state legislatures. It's not a strategy that has won support from courts or state legislatures, but Trump is sticking to it.
We have to turn the election over because there's no doubt. We have all the evidence. We have all the affidavits. We have everything. All we need is to have some judge listen to it properly without having a political opinion or having another kind of a problem.
Trump also had harsh words for his opponents.
These are not people. Don't be intimidated by these people. But they're bad people. They're horrible people. And they're people that don't love our country.
Trump had originally intended to visit the hearing in person, but he changed his mind after yet another Trump campaign staffer was diagnosed with COVID-19. But Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani did show up, saying election problems need to be fixed now before they get worse.
I know crooks really well. You give them an inch and they take a mile, and you give them a mile and they take your whole country.
Meanwhile, President-elect Biden gave a Thanksgiving address in Delaware. His tone was quite different. One might even say presidential.
What should we give thanks for this season? Well, first, let's be thankful for democracy itself. In this last election, the one that just took place, we've seen record numbers of Americans exercise their most sacred right, that of the vote, to register their will at the ballot box. Think about that.
While Trump is contesting the election, Biden is celebrating it as a victory for democracy.
If you want to know what beats deep in the heart of America, it's this: democracy. The right to determine our lives, our government, and our leaders. The right to be heard. Our democracy was tested this year. And what we learned is this: the people of this nation are up to the task. In America, we have full and fair and free elections. And then we honor the results.
Biden also talked about the coronavirus pandemic, an important issue given the surging cases ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. Biden says we have to slow the virus, even though people are tired of the struggle. He says we owe it to the doctors and nurses on the front lines fighting COVID-19.
You know, we owe that to our fellow citizens who need access to hospital beds and care to fight this disease. We owe it to one another. It's literally our patriotic duty as Americans. It means wearing a mask, keeping social distancing, limiting the size of any group we're in. Until we have a vaccine, these are the most effective tools to combat the virus.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.